and just stop and reset.
Okay.
Okay. Ready to go?
Yeah.
Let her rip.
Hi, welcome to the 13th floor. I'm Marty Duda. Today it's Jenny Smith here at the 13th floor. How are you doing, Jenny?
I'm doing good, Marty. How are you doing?
I'm very good. It's a busy day up here because we have another Jenny coming up after you're gone. There's Jenny Mitchell, but she's Jenny with a Y and you're Jenny with an I, right?
Yeah, that's the difference.
That's the difference.
I will be staying to watch your show.
Are you going
to
stay?
Yeah.
Oh, does she know this?
I don't think so.
Are you a fan?
I am. I've followed her for many years.
Cool. All righty. Well, we'll get people following you now. You got a song that you're going to do for us in a few minutes. But first, tell us a little bit about you. Who are you? You're Auckland native, are you?
I am an Auckland native, as you put it. Yes. I grew up in South Auckland, so I grew up in a really small town called Waiuku, which used to be part of Waikato, I believe. And about 2 years ago, I moved to Whenuapai, which is North Auckland. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. And musically, what got you excited about music? I think I already know. In fact, I know, but you tell me anyway.
Taylor Swift is the reason that I got into music. Surprise. All of my fans know this too.
Right.
I was about 8 years old. Taylor Swift was on the TV.
Right.
And I went, wow, that's what I want to do.
Really?
And it all just came from there.
So was it the look or the sound or her persona? What was it that appealed to you?
Everything. I loved the songs. I loved how my mom would sing them. I would sing them.
Right.
My mom loved them. I loved them. Everyone loved them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So then when did you realize that you could do this similar thing?
My grandma realized that I was very into music. Like,
right.
I was singing in the back of her car while she was driving me places.
Okay.
My
but
sister
I've done
was
that
very annoyed
and
of
all
me.
My eye got smacked.
Yeah, my sister wasn't too happy with it, but it ended up working out very well for me.
Right.
But my grandma got me a guitar, and from there I kind of started writing my own songs, and I wrote my first decent song
right.
when I was 12, and it was called Gonna Be Famous,
uh-huh.
and I was super into performing, so
uh-huh.
all from there.
So did you just annoy everybody from then on out?
Pretty much.
Oh, cool. And now you're here to do the same in front of our cameras. Great. All right. So you're going to do a song for us. It's called T-Shirt. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but I have quite a T-shirt collection myself, a vintage T-shirt collection from back in the mm-hmm. 70s. It was on a TV show where the host tried to get me to sort through and get rid of some of them, and it didn't go well. So tell me about your history with the T-shirt.
Okay, so T-Shirt is a song that I wrote during lockdown. So during lockdown, I was writing a whole bunch of really sad songs.
Right,
and
right.
I decided that I needed to write something a bit more on the comedy side of music, something to lift my spirits a bit. And the result of that was T-Shirt. So T-Shirt is all about, it follows the story of this character who throws a party, and then the next morning she finds that her crush left their T-shirt at her house.
Oh.
And then she's like, oh, it's mine now.
Yep.
I'm just gonna keep it.
Yep. Do you wash it?
I did not consider that. Interpret it as you will.
Okay, fantastic. So it came out as a single like yesterday as we're talking here today, right?
Yeah, it came out yesterday.
So that's pretty exciting. So what happens next? What do you got planned for yourself?
I'm just releasing as much music as I can at the moment. Trying to get out as many singles and keep writing and just be as creative as I can.
All right. And were you tempted to go see Taylor when she was in the vicinity?
So tempted.
You didn't go?
No.
Okay. Hopefully next time she comes around, they'll get smart around here and open up all the stadiums so that they can handle everybody, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to see Taylor Swift live again.
You could be on the bill. You could be opening.
That would be amazing.
Okay.
That's the dream.
That's the dream. All right. Until then, we'll hear you sing your version of T-Shirt. Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cleaning up after the party. I'm sure you can imagine my surprise. Amongst the plastic cups, just like this was a movie, was your T-shirt hanging from the door. I could give it back, but what's the fun in that? What's the fun in that? I guess it's mine now. You'll never get it back. Did you leave it here on purpose? Well, I bet you did. I wear it all the time. I hope that you don't mind. Now I pretend you're mine. 'Cause you left your t-shirt last night. You left your t-shirt last night. Why do I make it such a big deal? You and I, we flirt all the time. Maybe it's the closest to your heart I can't steal. I got your t-shirt, but I wish I got you. You did. I wear it all the time. I hope that you don't mind. Now I pretend you're mine. 'Cause you left your t-shirt last night. You left your t-shirt last night. Playing pretend never hurt nobody. A little playing pretend never hurt nobody. And never hurt nobody. A little pain pretend never hurt nobody. I could give it back, but what's the fun in that? What's the fun in that? I guess it's mine now. You'll never get it back. Did you leave it here on purpose? Well, I bet you. You left your t-shirt last night. Playing pretend never hurt nobody. A little playing pretend never hurt nobody. Never hurt nobody. Oh.